this podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
This week I was talking about the chaos on the border, the chaos with our budget, and today I want to talk about the chaos in our election system. How do you have anything that resembles a, quote, democracy when you don't even have a properly functioning election system? And I'll just say this before I get into the headlines and tie it back to you to something that makes sense, because it's certainly not going to come from the news. But I'll say this, just like a lot of things, this liberal democratic movement that we've been marching down is neither liberating or democratic. They come up with these new ideals and ways of doing things that somehow are supposed to right the wrongs of the past, but really just seem to be making everything a lot worse. What am I talking about? Well, take electric cars. Never in my life did I think that we would voluntarily go back and sit in a line to get gas like I went through as a child, waiting for hours in long lines to get gas, not knowing if we were going to be able to get home heating oil. This is a fact. I remember a 55-gallon drum in the back of my father's pickup, driving way out, like an hour away, to go get home heating oil. We'd keep the house warm. Could you imagine having to do that today? Or even a story like that going on? But somehow everything's just become polluted and more difficult and worse. And I'm a fan of electric cars. I've spoken about it. I think they have a great use. But it's not for everybody in every circumstance. And I just can't imagine that they're going to say to people that somehow you're going to enjoy a car that can only go, you know, a couple hundred miles and it's got to sit there for a day to recharge. And these things aren't. I'm doing the math on the efficiency. And I'm no petro-electrical analysis engineer over here. But the math isn't adding up to me. I look at what it takes to create a kilowatt hour and how many it takes to charge that vehicle that weighs twice as much as a standard vehicle. None of it's adding up to me. Not one bit. They start with, you know, the cars shutting themselves off under the idea of fuel efficiency. It's ridiculous. I've provided solutions, sensible solutions to all this, by the way. Hybrids, for example. Every vehicle being outfitted with an electric motor wouldn't be a bad idea, in my opinion. But you do have to factor in the effect of the battery weight. But I'm talking about, electric motors have a high torque. And especially for inner city driving, it's a lot better. It's quieter and it performs better. Throw in regenerative braking. I'm not an automotive engineer. You'd have to look into it. But the hybrid technology seems to be there. But we don't see anything approaching sensible in the conversation. What does it have to do with elections? All of it. Military recruitment down. Why? Because they put in place a new system that's going to do a better job screening recruits. They sure did, didn't they? Ran everybody out, clear out of town. And put in place, what does this have to do with elections? They put in place a new election system, internet-based, latest technology. Used to be we'd have all the votes counted in a day. These days we'll wait weeks, months, have court cases, all kinds of problems. Let me just do a simple search here. Watch this. I'm going to Google ballot printing error. Just doing this on the fly. Does it tell us these days how many results we got? It's a long page here. Don't worry. I'll get to something meaningful. Bear with me. I guess Google doesn't give us a count anymore. But let me just share with you from the long list, and there's more results here. North Jersey voters face minor ballot glitches. This is from last year. December 19th, 2023. Counties in Pennsylvania have been steadily reporting more election administration errors impacting voter ballots with each election since, blah, 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 blah. The first article I read to you was the Bergen Record. This is Politics PA. Rochester printing company says ballot mistake was fixed. Arizona, commission election printer failures caused by ballot, blah, 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 blah. October 31st, 2022. This is WRP, WDRB, I don't know where, Jefferson County, I don't know what state. Printing error, blamed on mistake. Printing error, CBS News, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. Printing error leads to voter barcode being on wrong something. Meadville Tribune, Crawford County, Plum Township, I don't know what state this is. Ballot printing error discovered. State board delays city election results due to ballot printing error. Maryland Association of Counties, June 2020. It just goes on and on and on. On and on and on and on and on. Printing errors, address ballot printing error, lack of judicial review of any ballot printing errors. More than half of registered voters in Teller County will receive new ballots due to printing error. This, let me tell you what this is called. So how, oh, what's the problem? How's this going on? Yeah, let me tell you. It's a process in politics, very effective sometimes. It's called purposeful confusion. Creating chaos for the purpose of disorientating, demoralizing, and it's all very effective. Imagine you're a candidate or you're a campaign manager or you're a supporter, and you find out that through all that work that your candidate is not on the ballot, just in one precinct. You see, it would never be so black and white that you'd be left off everywhere, because that would be too black and white, and that's the purposeful confusion, and that's the evil of it. So then they go back and they say, well, we told people to write it in, and we told the person to write it in, but it's too late. And then they say, well, and then you go to court, and they say, well, wait, wasn't enough to change the outcome of the election, and you never really know. Every time they say the same daggone thing. And the bottom line is, what's really going on is our elections are being bought. And tell me this isn't easy as pie. Go read through the state election laws. Have you ever done it? I have, here in Pennsylvania. And it's one of my criticisms of my good friend and brother, Senator Doug Mastriano. He voted for it. I'm not going down that path again. I think Doug is one of the good guys for sure. But I'm thinking, how did you didn't read that, man? There's no way you lay eyes on that and have any basic understanding of law. It's unenforceable. And I said that when it was passed, and it's been completely proven true. Right here in my town, caught on camera, a little old lady dropping a fistful of ballots, and you're only supposed to drop one. Turns out she was a Republican. I don't know. Sometimes they are. And I've said to you, this is stupid. We're sitting here arguing over whether grandma's, you know, committing election fraud. Not likely, is my guess. I doubt it. Probably taking her husband or her sister. Yeah, I'll take him down for you. I'll drop him off for you. That's illegal, Graham. Nah, I'll do it. I don't care. What are they going to do to her? Nothing, which is exactly what they did. They count the ballots. And then you really never know. And I'm going to give you my honest, I didn't know the lady. She's from our town. I saw the photograph. I didn't get the impression this was part of like the Mass Mules movie or what. I really didn't. I don't know. But you don't know. That's the point. And the point is, nobody's trusting the outcome of the elections. How can you? And here's my point about all that. Why do we have drop boxes on the ground? They don't do that in third world countries. We're doing it here. Supposed to be the Chuck Schumer, the greatest democracy. What great democracy? This, you wouldn't put up with this crap with your high school class president elections. Unbelievable, really. So what's government going to do about it? Pennsylvania has set up an election security task force ahead of the 2024 presidential contest. Law enforcement agencies, civil defense officials, and election administrators have begun meeting in Pennsylvania to coordinate how they will identify and fight election threats, with the presidential contest just 8 months away. Shapiro created the Pennsylvania Election Threats Task Force after the state became a magnet for allegations about election fraud. Okay, let's do this now. So, and I'm going to tell you what's really going on here. Pennsylvania election fraud. Just using our good old liberal friend Google. Pennsylvania election fraud. Right in front of you, live doing that. Documented election fraud. This is the Pennsylvania House GOP. Documented election fraud in PA. Pennsylvania High Court throws out GOP lawmakers' baseless claims. The Heritage Foundation, election fraud cases. CBS, Project Veritas admits there was no evidence of election fraud in Pennsylvania. Supreme Court squashed subpoena in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania election investigation. Report election complaints. Stanford study. No evidence of voter fraud in Pennsylvania. As the 2024 election approaches, voting officials worry PA still isn't free of voter fraud. Voting machine trouble in Pennsylvania. Politico. New study debunks allegations of election fraud. So here's what you're seeing here. The elections in Pennsylvania are completely corrupt. Everybody knows this. My good buddy Andy Teitelman, who's on the Don't Back Down show with my buddy Stan Casaccio on the same station as me, WWDB 860 AM. They're on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock if you're interested in listening. Anyway, Andy Teitelman is an attorney, successfully fought a case, and was able to successfully get the voter rolls cleaned up in Delaware County. Let me tell you what happens. The voter rolls are dirty, 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 dirty. Okay? And they know they're dirty. The parties know they're dirty, and they keep them dirty. You know why? Because that dirt has value. Lots of value. Probably a lot more value than the clean votes. The clean votes are actually a lot of liability because those people vote, they'll vote you out. Dirty voters, they're great because they're dead and they can control those, all right? Or they're dead or gone. Such as my wife, registered in New York, still getting receiving ballots up there at her mom's house. Crazy, right? So what's the purpose of all this? So they know who's clean and who's dirty, and they know that they can sell those dirty votes. And there's a variety of ways that they do it. They'll print them out and give them to, you know, sweet-looking grandma to just filled out. And here, grandma, we picked these up from the Pinehurst nursing home down the street from you. Would you mind dropping them off? Or however that goes. You know, they go down into Detroit and they'd be like, hey, you speak English? No? Perfect. How about $100? All you got to do is drop this off in that box, 10 at a time, okay? Or one at a time. Well, here's the map. Go around, drop off two or three at a time of these, all right? That's all you got to do. You think they care? Could be mentally ill, addicted to drugs, just need money. They just sell them off. They'll make the changes in the computers. All these things have been proven over time that they're doing. So now the problem is that it's become exposed, and they know it's become exposed. So how do they fight that? With disinformation under the guise that they're fighting disinformation. If you don't think that our government has become completely corrupted and ineffective, just take a look at the election system, how flawed it is. When you're going to argue we're a democracy or a republic, the republic doesn't work real well when the people don't have a say in it either. Hunter Biden gives House Republicans the rebuttal they didn't want. And basically he's followed a very simple storyline, and that is, I do not involve my father in my business. My father was not involved in my business dealings. Of course he wasn't. They never are. The spouse never is. It's like John McCain's wife, who's now has a deal. Biden put her on, I don't know, some agriculture post or something. Yeah, this lady's 150 years old. Her husband's long gone dead. What kind of payoff is that, that position? What is she getting at? Why would she even want to do it? Well, because she has so much to offer the good people of Arizona. Bah-ha-ha! She's stuffing her fat little pockets with her fat little fingers. They get fat. We're starving. My father was not. No, it's just a coincidence that Hunter Biden's been living in the White House. How much worse does it get? These allegations in the media just covers for it. It's not even a story. They won't even talk about it. Right? Just like they buried it. You know, why'd they ask him about the laptop? Why didn't they bring that up? Hunter, are you denying that those are real photos on that laptop? the private chats and chance encounters that shaped Joe Biden's thinking. Let me give this. In the early months of his presidency, as the pandemic dragged on with stifling restrictions, Biden often delivered a favorite monologue to aides. He was worried about young people's mental health, he said. High school seniors were missing prom and graduation. He wanted to know how college students went on dates. Specifically, Biden wondered how young people could make love under the circumstances. Oh, okay. That's not weird. Biden brought these concerns to Surgeon General Vivek H. Murthy, who had written a book on loneliness and encouraged him to prioritize the issue. Last May, what is this nonsense? Private chats and chance encounters that shaped Joe Biden's thinking. The Monday barrage, it's just random. What is really going on here? Why would I even bring this up? They're covering for the fact that every morning and every afternoon, and maybe even more, that Biden has a little sit-down meeting. Probably not even a sit-down, but he's getting his marching orders from Obama. Hey, Joe, Barack here. And I want you to go out this morning and say, hey, you know, how dirty it is for Trump. Use the word, how dare you. You know, and Joe, here's what I want to tell you. And I know you're never going to be me, Joe, but you're going to say, how dare you, Trump, speak about my son like that? How dare, just, Joe, let me hear you say. No, Joe, you got to speak a little bit. Joe, did they get you the amphetamines tweaked for you? All right, Joe. All right, but I got to sign off, Joe. Big Mike and I are going to go for a swim. We finally got rid of that chef. Adios, Joe. Every day, that's what's going on. He's got his hand up his backside. The private chats and chance encounters. Trump warns of big losses from asset sales during property slump. Nobody cares. Everybody just sit back and watch it happen. Like, oh, it sucks. Trump threatens the biggest stock market crash in history if he loses to Joe Biden. What does the rest of this say here? And claims there are five things the DOJ could investigate Haley for in a wild speech to MAGA fans before the South Carolina primary. Oh, boy. Maganomics. Trump promoted Maganomics to fix the failing economy. Look, the Maganomics is very simple. Invest in ourselves first. How dare you do that? That's worse than talking about Hunter Biden. How dare you? The liberal movement has switched everything to the oppressed and the oppressor. Oh, we have to give the oppressed first, not take care of our own. My mother used to have a saying, you don't help the poor by becoming one of them. We've firmly lowered ourselves to the lowest common denominator. Trump's threatening a stock market exchange? What are they saying? That Trump has the ability to create a stock market exchange? Trump is so almighty and powerful that even if he doesn't get elected, with a wave of his hand, he'll cause the stock market to crash. This is the fear-mongering that they create. Now, Trump, you know, he's calmly say, you see Joe Biden, you're going to see $5 gas. They kept gas low. Strategic oil reserve depleted. Everything's been depleted. They've wrung everything. Every last penny they could wring out, they wrung out. I don't know. Here's another story. Nevada's Democrat Secretary of State pulls a fast one, claims a glitch that caused unmailed Nevada ballots to show up as counted. This is what I'm talking about. A so-called glitch caused unmailed ballots to show up as counted in the recent Nevada primary. They're selling those votes. Why wouldn't they? If you wanted a legitimate election, now, wouldn't you start by saying, hey, we want the registered voter rolls cleaned up? Now, there's people out there in a movement saying, why we got to register? What's the purpose? Why do I got to go through all that? It's a pain in the butt. Young people, I used to think the same. I said this, man. You know, it's easy voting when you're retired. It's easy voting when you're in a government union contract and you have off for election day. Easy. Somewhat easier if you work for yourself, less the demands of being self-employed and running a business. But it's the young working stiff with a family at home that's got a problem. The wife's got to run and vote while dad stays home with the kids and vice versa, grandma. You got to work all day, then you go out there, and then everybody's showing up, you got to wait. Everything is designed to work against the people. You see what I'm saying? Why not have Election Day on Saturday or Sunday or declare a national holiday? Of course, you're going to have people that have to work on a national holiday. That's why you have absentee ballots for those people, military, et cetera. The police, the nurse that can't leave work. Maybe we enact a law. Employers who have required work on election days need to be required provide time for those employees to go leave and vote. Should that be part of the law? Shouldn't it all be simplified, easy to understand? Well, it's not, and not in any way, shape, or form. It's like this rank-based voting. This is the purposeful confusion that they create. You're going to dump all the ballots, and it's like watching the lottery. And the first number is, it's going to be Vivek. And the next ball, it's Nikki Haley. And it's a close race here. Trump gets them all. Three more to go. I mean, it's just nuts. And each time there's a different number of balls, and everybody's going, oh, everybody's just fixed on this, you know, fighting about the color of the balls. Where's the red balls? There's not enough blue balls. Why are we doing this way? I hope you understand I'm saying all this illustratively speaking. I hope it's making some sense. It doesn't make any sense. I have a clear, decisive, and how are you supposed to argue that, like rank-based voting? How's that democratic? What is a just system? People don't want to talk about these things. The term came up in a book, Call Sign Chaos, by General Mattis. I read it, talking about it here on the radio show on Monday. It's going to be the name of the radio show, Call Sign Chaos. Looking forward to it. He talks about just systems, just laws, just government. Is a just government one that mutilates young children? We say in the Muslim cultures that it's not. Not everybody agrees. People want to let it go on. Oh, it's their culture. I call it evil. I don't call that culture. I don't call the transgender disfiguration of our youth. I don't call that culture. I don't call that liberating. I call it evil. That's my belief on that. It's amazing to me that so many people could run around so mentally ill that they engage in this kind of thing, argue in favor of it, very passionately, no less. And if that's not enough, you've got millions of otherwise well-minded people going along with this nonsense, even in the military. I'm watching an Air Force colonel sit there, a woman talking about how you should be using, indicating your pronouns, whether you agree or not. I don't need to announce my pronouns, dude. I think everybody's pretty clear what I got between my legs. I'm just saying. I don't mean to get too graphic about that. If anybody's not sure, I'm sorry. I feel no obligation to prove to you. I don't need to label it. I don't intend to. This is good news. If you're concerned about the security of our elections, the Biden regime has announced a partnership with voting rights groups to register voters for the 2024 election. Okay, what's this happening? What are they going to do? The Democratic plan includes a call to reinforce the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which has been weakened by recent Supreme Court decisions. Department of Health and Human Services will email voter registration information to every person, more than 20 million last year. Nobody's going to pay attention to that. Signage highlighting vote.gov will be visible to 6 million people who visit Social Security Administration's offices each year. Department of Interior will display vote.gov, voter registration information. So basically, what they're going to do is they're going to push this registration move, and that is then where they're going to have people signing up. They'll increase the dirty rolls. They'll know just from the mix-up of that. A newly registered voter, they don't know enough to, it's another count for the establishment. Another vote that they can manipulate. This there should be a simple, easy method to register. I think it's too complicated. It really is. And there should be a very simple, what do you need to qualify to vote in Pennsylvania? You need to be over 18 years old and not a felon. What criteria? How about not mentally ill? Should mentally ill people be allowed to vote? What does that mean? Oh, boy, you could start lawsuits forever. But what do you do if suddenly the Biden administration, through the Department of Health and Human Services and their voting rights groups, right? They're going to partner with voting rights groups, and they're going to stand outside of the Social Security Administration. And here comes somebody with a walker. They're not mentally there. Hey, have you registered to vote? No, I haven't. Well, hey, I can sign you up. I can't write. I'll write it for you. We do anything we can do to help you get registered to vote. So that's what we are. We're part of the Voting Rights Act. We're here to help you elect Joe Biden. We're not going to tell you that part. We're just going to tell you we're here to help you. All right, sir. Great. Well, we got you all signed up. You know, if you'd like, you could cast your vote by mail-in ballot. I can take it from you right here today with our Secure Voting Rights Act initiative that we've partnered with the Biden administration and vote.gov to get out the vote and secure our democracy. Would you like to fill out your ballot right now, sir? Sure. Okay, very easy. I have it pre-filled out. Does everything look okay? I don't want to vote for it. No, okay, sir. There's a name. All right, good. We'll take care of all that. Not to worry, sir. Wait a minute. I didn't see. It's okay, sir. You're all set. Enjoy your time with the Social Security Administration. Oh, and maybe they'll sweeten the deal. Because you're going to get, hey, wait a minute. You're not stealing my vote. Hey, how about a $25 Amazon gift card? Oh, really? I don't know how every story goes. There's videos out there of all kinds reporting on this stuff. Eyewitness testimony, but obviously it's just me making this up by way of example. So to that end, I'll just say this. With all this stuff going on, how do you feel about the elections, all right? Because it doesn't really matter what I say. How do you feel good about the? You sit back and watch all these court cases and recounting and go, wow, that felt like a fair election. Everything seemed to go smoothly again. How could you possibly say that? And if that's not enough, look at the result. Look at Fetterman. Look at the rank-based voting debacle that the New York mayor. Good God, how much more can the country take? Something's wrong. You want to say there's no evidence to support that, Chris? I don't have it. I'm not Project Veritas. I'm not 20,000 Mules guy. I have no production team. It's me in my own mind, in my own eyes. And I talked to quite a few election supervisors, and they all, every single one, told me stories of problems. Not getting verification, being pushed out of rooms, not witnessing counts that they're supposed to witness. How do you call that a liberal democracy? Is that liberating? Is it democratic? It is neither. And as I said earlier, if your young daughter wanted to be the class president, she was very popular. But somehow there was a sinister little movement on the football team or whatever that they didn't want to see her get elected. And they started going around and slandering your daughter, your child, whatever, writing nasty news articles, suing you, suing her, forcing her out of classes, detentions for things she didn't do. Would that be okay? At what point do people say enough is enough? Doesn't seem to be coming to an end anytime soon. When will the country wake up? I'll tell you when. Only when we rise up leaders with strength, determination, and vision, and they're able to communicate it in a way that gets people to follow that vision. And it has to be good. And I think Trump has a good part of it. I forgot to say, I know we're talking about election. I'm going to go back to yesterday, budget chaos. Trump failed to cut the size of government. They need to take an axe to the size of government. Just like Argentina did. Literally. Listen, these programs are going away. This discretionary nonsense, it's killing us. It's not even just the spending that's killing us. It's what they're spending it on. We're giving mentally ill drug addicts a bunch of money, and they're using it to destroy our own country. That's the reality of it. Look at the evidence. It's right there, right in plain view, all of it. It's not just me saying it. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. I told you about the border chaos, the budget chaos, and now the election chaos. This country is in big trouble. Tomorrow I'm going to come back and I'm going to explain to you why you're not safe, not even safe from your own government at this point. Check it out. I'll see you back tomorrow. See you there.